Well, the school year didn't really end the way anybody wanted it to, but has come to an end now for all the schools in the area. And as we do each year, we get a chance to chat with the superintendents about the school year. And more than likely, as far as in this capacity, this will be the last time we talk with the outgoing superintendent of Knoxville District 202. He joins us here this morning, Steve Wilder. Steve, good morning. How you doing today?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me on the air. I appreciate it. Good morning, Nick.
Nick's busy doing something else. He's got us. Yeah. Sorry about that. No, I will let him know though. Well, and for you, I know personally, you're right in the midst of the most, we just had a conversation off the air and the worst thing about moving is actually moving. You're in the process of getting everything packed up and, getting ready to get all the stuff moved out. And that's never fun.
You know, if there wasn't enough chaos transitioning out of, you know, one position and transitioning into a new one, you throw the move in there and, it adds a whole new layer of chaos. But, you know, like the school year, we'll get through it one step at a time.
Well, let's talk about, I mean, first off, kind of the ending of it and how it all wrapped up. How do you feel about with the distance learning and how that all worked out? And I guess for the future, I mean, I guess we don't know what's going to happen at the beginning of this next school year and, you know, for snow days and things like that, were you guys able to kind of figure some things out and it will be maybe an even easier transition next time around?
You know, I think one of the benefits of the closures was that it really tested or allowed us to test, you know, our remote learning, our e-learning plan. We were fortunate that we had one in place that was approved back in February, so we adapted it to be a longer-term e-learning plan as opposed to the day or two at a time that we had previously planned for. But so it turned out to be a good test for that, and you know, certainly there were some things that we recognize that we can improve upon and change a little bit to better serve our students and our staff too. You know, they really had to make some accommodations and changes to what they do. But you know, overall, really couldn't have been more pleased with how people came together and how willing to work with us. Our parents were, and you know, would have liked to have seen our students engage a little bit more. But given the circumstances, gosh, you know, I think everybody did their best. And, you know, you mentioned that we're not really sure what things are going to look like in the fall. And so we'll do some planning over the summer and then look at, you know, how flexible we can be in the fall, depending on what the guidance is from the state board and the governor's office. But overall, really proud of our students and our staff, how they pulled together. Our parents worked with us. You know, in addition to the e-learning, we distributed, I think, over 32,000 meals over the 10 or so weeks that we were out. So all things considered, we did a great job.
Steve Wilder, Knoxville District 202 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. So I guess if you know, not a whole lot of positives from this whole thing, but that's one of them. You got a chance to test this system and work out any tweaks you need to work out. So if and God forbid something like this happens again, or we get the blizzard that brings 10 feet of snow and you're out for a couple of weeks, now you know what's possible.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we had this plan in place. We tested it, saw what worked, saw what didn't. And it gave us some direction to look for, you know, maybe different tools or different programs, you know, just kind of doing things differently. So we put it in place. We gave it a ride. And I am super hopeful that all schools will be back in session face-to-face in the fall. But if we aren't, you know, who knows if it's going to be complete remote learning like we were this spring. Maybe it's some sort of blended model. My personal opinion is that's seemingly more likely than the other two options. But, you know, we've tested it. We're ready. We'll tweak things a little bit. We'll plan over the summer and, you know, be ready to go in the fall no matter what.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the future and financially. Now we have no idea what that's going to bring either, because of course the change in the funding model that happened last year really helped out a lot. But now with this whole pandemic that happened and the state and back in the financial straits they've been in, I guess you can't really say you don't really know what the future is going to be. But how about for District 202 going in, not really knowing how are things sitting financially?
You know, it's the news that we got last week that the budget had been agreed. Actually, I guess it was over the weekend, but that the General Assembly had passed a budget. They sent it to the governor. That was good news. You know, we were pretty much on pins and needles, kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. You know, we'd heard the estimates of the state being down $6 to $7 billion in revenue between the end of this fiscal year and next fiscal year. You know, really worked hard over the last several weeks to just plan for all of the what ifs. And when the legislature went into session, and then came out with a state budget that was flat funding, I don't know that we could have gotten much better news than that. You know, of course, the next question is, where's that revenue going to come from? And sounds like there's going to be some borrowing that's going to take place, and then hopeful that federal funds will come to help, you know, pay that off. But, you know, even though there's a state budget, we still need to be cautious. And, of course, the other big piece for us, you know, we get about half of our funding from the state, and the other half comes from local property taxes. And we know that property taxpayers have been hit hard. And some of them, you know, have lost jobs or been laid off, and, you know, we know that that's going to impact their ability to pay their bills, and the tax bill is one of them. So, you know, there's a lot that's still uncertain right now. There's a little bit more clarity than there was a couple weeks ago. We're going to finish the year a little bit better than anticipated, because we got some late tax money from last fiscal year, early in this fiscal year. That will help this year's budget look a little bit better than it ordinarily would have, given the circumstances. And then we're in the midst of planning for next year already. We'll use the figures from the state in terms of the state budget, and probably account for and try to take into account how this pandemic is going to impact property taxes. And I'll have a draft budget, in place, and then we'll work with our interim superintendent, Mr. Joe Burgess, on how to implement that, come next school year. So, great that there's a state budget. We're going to look to see what the impact is going to be on property taxes, and we'll go from there.
Steve Wilder, Knoxville District 202 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, of course, we ended the school year, no real graduation, no spring sports season, but there was a lot of good things that happened throughout the year. Talk about some of the highlights from this past school year for you.
Well, that's, once December hit and I knew I was going to be transitioning out, it seems like everything takes on a completely different lens and perspective, and you start to really appreciate and look for the things that you know, really matter most. And at the end of the day, you know, education is still a human endeavor, you know, so it's the connection with students, connection with staff. Of course, we missed that in the spring, but there was plenty of time for that, you know, in the fall and winter. And just proud of the work that our students have done. You know, the sports teams did a fantastic job. You know, academically, our students work hard. One thing I've always appreciated about Knoxville is that it's a strong community. There's a lot of pride here, and people take pride in it and in the things that we do. So, the school year became kind of a blur after March, but, really, really proud of the things that we've accomplished over the 10 years that I've been here, but even this school year, leading up to and through the closure as well.
You know, I obviously talking about career highlights, 10 years worth. I mean, one of the big things has to be seeing the whole new building come to fruition. You know, and on top of that, you know, updating the other buildings with HVAC and everything that you're all, you know, kind of where you need to be, not only for today, but for this district for the future.
Yeah, you know, when I was hired 10 years ago, one of the things I talked with the board about, they made clear it was one of their goals. And having, you know, toured the facilities during the interview process, you know, you could see where there was room for improvement. That was the one of the kind of directives was, hey, we need to shorten a long-term plan for our facilities. We want to invest in our facilities and bring them up to kind of a higher standard. And, of course, the high school really wasn't on the radar when I got here, but that was a great experience for me personally, as well as I know the board. But the students and staff really the ones that have benefited from that. And just the high school, you know, we get students that will come over for all sorts of things, you know, activities, concerts, you know, games, events, you know, from the junior high school, from the elementary school. So I think we've really seen firsthand how an improved facility like that can impact education, but it can have an impact on the entire district, not just the students it serves every day, as well as the community. You know, we've had all sorts of events, community events held there, and you know, June is is, you know, a time of the year we look forward to. The school year's over and we're kind of recovering. But one thing that I've done every year in June for the last several years is provide a tour of the high school for Knoxville's Half 100 Club. All the Knoxville alumni who have graduated for 50 years or more are part of that club. And we always get a group of 50-year members that want to come and look at the high school. And, you know, it's great. They enjoy it. They've got questions. But then you hear the stories that they tell about their high school experience. And, again, you know, it just goes to show what kind of impact the facility has on education, but also people's memories as well. So really proud of all the facility work and the investment that we've done over the last 10 years.
Next time you see the interim superintendent, Joe Burgess, remind him that in 10 years he'll be able to join that club. just in case he forgets, I'm saying.
I will do that for you.
You know, and, he and I are the same age, by the way. Just saying, but no, it's you've seen a lot of wonderful things happen in your district, not only with infrastructure but curriculum and everything. Any other? I mean, I guess one of the probably for you, the big thing, like you said, it's all about people, and it's about the students mainly, but about people as well.
Yeah, you know, the thing I miss the most is just being able to go through the schools this spring, you know, and just visit classrooms, see the staff, see the things that the kids are doing, you know. And in my position, you know, you can get bogged down with some of the minutiae of regulations from the state and the budget and all sorts of other things. And those are absolutely important. You know, those are important things to take care of, but you can really lose sight of what matters and what it's all about very easily. So, you know, while I missed those this spring, you know, still had a chance to see what kids were doing on Facebook and social media. Of course, my wife and I have four kids at home, and each of them had opportunities to Google Chat or Google Hangout or Zoom with, you know, with classmates or teachers. So you still saw that human connection, and that's probably the thing I'll miss the most.
Steve Wilder, Knoxville District 202 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. More than likely the last time in his current position. So you've got until what? Contractually, you'll still be busy through the end of June. Is that right?
Yeah, my contract runs through the end of June. So we'll still be, even though we're in the midst of the physical move, you know, on a personal level, still working hard on things with the board, you know, currently, and then through the end of the month in June. You know, we've mentioned Mr. Burgess, and, you know, it's going to be great to have him in the community and with his experience, and he has been absolutely fantastic to work with. You know, he's giving his time to, you know, get on some of these Google chats and hangouts and be part of meetings and conversations. And I was really lucky and fortunate to have known Joe before, you know, this transition this year. I kind of met him 5 or 6 years ago, and, you know, just really appreciated his friendship. But, you know, on a professional note, he's just going to be fantastic. And I'll continue to work with him on the transition through June, and then he takes over the reins July 1st.
Well, it's also nice that for the community having somebody who is, you know, tied to the community and still invested in the community as well.
You know, just in talking to Joe, you know, he exhibits that Knoxville, that pride that I talked about earlier. And to have somebody come in who is familiar with the community right off the bat, you know, people know Joe, they trust him, his family's been in the community for a long time. So, you know, I think that's just going to be fantastic for the school district and the community. Kind of one of Knoxville's own, coming back, using his experience, giving back, you know, during this temporary period of time. And then he'll be in charge of transitioning to the permanent superintendent when that person starts July 1st, 2021.
Well, I'm sure it's also nice for you on the personal side as well. Where you're going is where in the area where he retired from up at Genoa Kingston. You're going to Sycamore, kind of the same area. So to you know, get a little bit more information about kind of what goes on in that area as well.
Yeah, you know, it was so funny. You know, again, I've known Joe for several years now, and when I got the job and it was announced, actually I'd reached out to him a little bit before that, just asked about the community, but when it was all official, he reached out, congratulated me, and we talked a little bit more about the opportunity there and a little bit about Sycamore and the area. And then a couple months later, it turns out that Knoxville's in need of an interim, and you know, I talked to Joe during that process. He just had some questions and, you know, was expressing some interest, and, you know, just kind of funny the way that things work out. It's a small world, and just great to know him and glad that he's coming here to Knoxville.
Yeah, it's so funny. I told him this, and I told you the same thing when we had you on when you were first talking about the fact that they were going to go the interim route. He was the very first person I thought of. Like, you know, that would be, seems like it would be a perfect fit if he's interested. And then a couple weeks later, happened to see him at the grocery store. He was in town getting some stuff from his mom. So he's like, I can't say anything now, especially to somebody in the media. But anyway, so.
Yeah, well, I know he's glad to come back, and we're looking forward to having him.
All right. Well, Steve, as we wrap things up here, really appreciate you always being open with us and taking some time with us. And again, hopefully nothing bad happens that we'll need to talk to you over the next month. Maybe if it's something good, that'll be a different thing.
Well, you know, I'm always glad to talk with you guys. You've been so great to me personally, but also to the school district, helping us get our story out. So thanks for everything. And if we don't talk, best wishes in the future.
Steve, you too, thank you so much, and best of luck up at UNESCO Next Venture in Sycamore.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.